Good morning, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Meg with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, on Thursday, January 2nd. I don't know about you, but I woke up today and I had to think for a second, what day is this again? Having these holidays in midweek are really kind of hard to adjust to, don't you think? But one thing I did like this morning was on my way into work, there was very little traffic. So I'm a little jealous because that tells me that there's a lot of people who are actually off for the rest of the week. So if you're one of those people, you're probably sleeping in anyway. But if you are one of those people, more power to you. This was a good week to take off for sure. So I don't know about you. It seems like there's been a lot of ups and downs this week, of course. And as many as you know, many of you know, yesterday was a tough day for a lot of folks. I personally am, as many of you know, I'm a Georgia Bulldog fan, so was very excited about the game that was supposed to happen last night with Notre Dame at the Sugar Bowl. And then sadly, the course of events took a turn for the worse. And so yesterday was a strange day for me. I had a bunch of friends that were on their way to the game, and what had happened was, way back, and by the way, that's a Southern expression, what had happened was, I have a friend from New York who teases me about that, but that I even say that. But a group of us back when I was in school, so that was, I'm scared to admit, in the 1980s, that was the last time that Georgia had won the national championship, was in the Sugar Bowl against Notre Dame, January 1st, 1981, after the 1980 season. So I was a senior at the time, very, very excited about all of it. And then the boy that I was dating at the time and his fraternity, one of the fraternity brothers, was getting married. And he decided that they would get married on January 1st, 1981. They got married in Sea Island, Georgia. So all of us had to go to the wedding. So needless to say, we weren't very happy campers. As much as we loved our friend, we really would rather have been in New Orleans for the Sugar Bowl. So what's pretty hilarious about that is, so this, if you're an older person, you'll appreciate this. If you're younger, I'll be educating you on a couple of things. Back in the early 80s, there were no computers or cell phones or any of that kind of stuff. So when the wedding happened, it was actually the same time as the game. So we're in the church. It was a Catholic church. And we're sitting there in the bride and groom, and they're saying Mass, and the bride and groom was going through the vows and back and forth. And all the guys had those little transistor radios that you could put in your pocket. And then the little radios had these earplugs on a wire. Now, not like the plugs you have today that you can go running with. These were the little ones that you stuck in your ear, but you could tell someone was listening to the radio because you could see the wire coming out of their ear into their pocket. So we're at this beautiful, very religious wedding ceremony, and during the ceremony, every once in a while, you hear somebody would go, kudos! You'd be like, what was that? It sounded like a sneeze, but not quite. And then someone would say, go Herschel! Because Herschel Walker was the star at the time. Or you hear, forget that ref, that's wrong! And it started to get louder and louder and more vocal as the game went on. And this is during a church service for a wedding. Well, of course, I got tickled by the whole thing, so I start laughing, and then the next person started laughing, and then you have that whole laughing when you're not supposed to be laughing, which makes you laugh even harder. So this is all going on, God bless them, during their wedding ceremony, and people are like, what's the score? What's happening? What's the score? What's happening? God bless them, all during this wedding. So at the end of the ceremony, at the end of the ceremony, when they finally kneel down to get the blessing from the priest, and they kneel down, and on their shoes, somebody had taken white shoe polish and painted on their shoes, go dogs. So when they knelt down to take the vows, the whole room burst into cheers and it was applauding. The bride and groom had no idea what was going on. So they turned around because they thought we were all applauding them. When in fact, it was a whole group of Georgia fans applauding the Go Dogs. Anyway, it was just a ridiculous, ridiculous night. And as you know, we went on to win. So that was my moment of glory that unfortunately I had to ride on that moment of glory for 41 years. So imagine a couple of years ago when we finally were back in the football conversation again and actually having that opportunity to win the national championship again. I was in my living room and just started jumping up and down and crying. That's how, it was just such a great experience for all of us. But Georgia fans are really beleaguered fans. We really it seems like nothing comes easy for us. We always have these things happening. So the big game today, our star quarterback is out. So we have our backup quarterback coming in. And, you know, who knows what's going to happen with this game this afternoon. The game is at 3 o'clock. But the reason for the whole story was that that whole group of us, there's probably about 40 of us, that decided that this was the year, since the game was at the Sugar Bowl, January 1st, this was a repeat of what had happened to us 40-something years ago. So the idea was we would all get together and go to the game. Unfortunately, my schedule, I just couldn't get away to go. But I've been in touch with everybody, and so I was actually on New Year's Eve texting this bunch of folks who were all down there, and was texting back and forth. And so my last text was at about 1 a.m. And it is an older group, so I had pretty much confidence that they were going to be in bed. So imagine waking up the next morning and hearing this horrific news yesterday morning. So I was pretty rattled and started texting to make sure people were okay. So the good news from my personal home front is that all the gang is okay, and most of them had already gone to bed before this horrible incident happened. We got the word back from the University of Georgia Redcoat Band. Everybody there is safe. All of the football players and the staff and team are safe. Unfortunately, the university just issued an announcement yesterday that one of our University of Georgia students is in critical condition. So please send your prayers out to her. Her name is Ellie, and they're not sure how it doesn't look good for her. So when you think all things considered, we actually were very lucky in this situation. But there were some other games yesterday, so I'm going to talk about football a little bit just because I love it so much. So if you didn't get a chance to watch, I did get home yesterday afternoon and was able to catch a couple of the games. So it was interesting because there's been so much controversy around this 12-team bracket. And I'm still the my opinion and my – it's just kind of – I'm on the fence about it. I actually liked the four-team thing until last year when Georgia was left out, of course, and FSU was left out. This year it was interesting to see who made it in and who didn't. So we finally had the quarterfinals this week, and yesterday, good game. The best game, and Andrew was talking about it this morning, was definitely between Texas and Arizona State. It was a really close game. Arizona State started off real slow, but then they had just a miraculous comeback, and I really thought they were going to be able to pull it off. But Texas won it in the end, so the score for that game was 39-31. And then the other game we had yesterday was Ohio State and Oregon. That was a disappointing game. I really thought that Oregon would do a lot better than they did. Dan Lanning is their head coach. Dan Lanning was one of the coaches on our national championship team at the University of Georgia. He had studied under Kirby Smart, and we were very excited. A lot of Georgia fans were rooting for Oregon just because. So the score in the end was 41-21, but that it was a real beatdown on that one. So it looks like now in that bracket, the next game, the next semifinal game is going to be, we've got Texas and Ohio State facing each other. It's going to be the Goodyear Cotton Bowl. And that's going to be on January 10th at 6:30, and that'll be on ESPN. So that's good news because you can always listen to ESPN Radio, our sister station, 99.1. And then in the other brackets we had, looks like Penn State did win over Boise State earlier in the week, 31-14. We're playing Notre Dame today, so the winner of our game will face Penn State again on January 10th. So the game was moved back to 3 o'clock today for security reasons, so it'll be interesting to see what happens. If you are a Bulldog fan, we have a Bulldog Club here, our University of Georgia Panhandle Bulldog Club. So we'll be meeting to watch the game today over at Miller's Ale House, which is right there on Airport and Davis Highway. We have a great group that gets together. We are sanctioned by the Alumni Club, but you don't have to be an alumni of Georgia or have even been to school there. If you just are a good dog fan, you can come out and have fun with us. We have a great time watching the dogs together. And I'm sure somewhere on the planet, somewhere in Pensacola, there's a Notre Dame group that's going to be watching. And if you happen to know where the Notre Dame Club is watching, text that to me this morning, and I'll be happy to put it out on the air at 850-437-1620. Jeff Wayne, who is works here this morning, and when I had to clock in, there was a little note there for me that said, "Go Irish." So here we go. It's where football season has been extended. If you don't like football, you're in trouble because this thing's going to keep going until about the end of January. But anyway, I hope you're having a good day so far. far, that you're off work and having a nice breakfast and relaxing and taking it easy. We've got more for you on Pep Talk at Pensacola's expert panel this morning. News Radio 92.3. We'll be back right after the break. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. Good morning. This is Meg on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And we are having an interesting morning here this morning. We've got a lot of folks in wearing their colors. They're all set and ready for the games today. So I actually didn't turn the mic off. So you heard that whole conversation with Jeremy, who's wearing his Ohio State gear this morning. So we were laughing about how they're going to be playing Texas. And yes, I went on the air and said, I hate Texas. Sorry, Texas fans, but it's the truth. So anyway, we have the big games coming up. We've also got things going on this weekend. I cannot believe that Mardi Gras is already happening. Can you believe that? We've already got events coming up this weekend in Pensacola. There's going to be a Mardi Gras celebration this Friday night, and then the blessing of the floats and the parade on Saturday. So I'm not sure of the times, but I'll look that up for you. So we'll definitely be keeping busy with Mardi Gras. And I just find it amazing. It seems like everything just has been hurried this year. We had Thanksgiving, felt like it was just a couple of weeks until we got into Christmas and December. And then we turn around, it's New Year's. And next thing you know, we're in 2025. And I'm kind of spinning. I'm having trouble keeping up. And then when I saw the ad for Mardi Gras starting tomorrow, I thought, wait a minute, I thought Mardi Gras was like end of February, March. So it's kind of shocking to me to find out that this is actually happening this weekend. So I'm going to look up the times for you. I meant to have that ready for you before I got on the air. So I'm looking that up for you right now. And if you happen to know, feel free to text in 850-437-1620. Have you got a team that you're rooting for that you're really passionate about? I'd love to hear from you. If there's any Notre Dame fans out there that are listening this morning and you happen to know where the Notre Dame group watch is going to be or game watch is going to be sure and text that in and let me know. It really is just so much fun, all this good football stuff. So I'm definitely wearing my red and black. You'll see my car. I've got all my flags flying for the game this weekend. So this week has been a very interesting week, of course. Sadly, we had the events of yesterday. And so we've been keeping all the folks in New Orleans in our prayers. And that's certainly been top of mind for a lot of folks this week. And certainly something that we weren't expecting, and hopefully that's the end of it. They've been talking about it being a terrorist attack. They've had the FBI there who are monitoring the situation. But sadly, we still don't have any answers. And one of the things I hate about those kinds of things is they immediately put the picture of the person up on the news. And I just hate that because I feel like we're kind of glorifying that person. And maybe that's part of the ego of why they do it. This fella apparently had a political agenda, which I never understand, quite frankly, why killing a bunch of people helps your cause. I've never really made that connection. It's certainly something I just do not understand. So I don't really, that's one of the reasons why I love football so much, because it's such a great escape and such a fun opportunity to kind of, you know, just forget about things. Just get into the game, get into your team, be with friends, and have a good time. So with that, some of the things that I wanted to mention too today is that as we embark on this new year, we certainly have a lot of what, as many of you know, in addition to loving the Georgia Bulldogs as a football team, I'm also a huge dog lover. And so there's several organizations in the area that do so much for lost pets. And I don't know about you, but this week on Facebook, it just seemed like there were so many animals that were being posted as being lost or people finding these animals. There was a terrible story, I don't know if you heard about it, out of Mobile, that someone who didn't want their dogs, the puppies, threw two puppies off the Mobile Bay Bridge. I can't even imagine, with as many rescues as that we have in this area, as many other options that you have, that you would think that that's a good idea, that that's the best solution for your problem. I find it, again, I don't understand it, and I just find it unbelievable. The good news, and really, it was, in my opinion, a Christmas miracle. There were some people around that saw it happen, and they were able to rescue the pups, and they're two beautiful little, looks like little hound dogs, And they were very frightened, of course, and scared. But someone did rescue them, and they're going to try and find some good homes for them. And so speaking of that, I just wanted to mention a couple of places that are close to my heart in this area that do so much to help dogs and cats and kittens and puppies, especially this time of year. Because sadly, you know what happens? People get puppies because they're so cute, because they think that's going to be a great Christmas present, and they have the puppy under the tree. And then in a couple weeks, they realize that there's like having a little baby. There's so much that you have to do. There's so much that you have to do to take care of a baby. It's the same thing. You got to know how to feed the puppy. You have to train the puppy. You have to be able to be there full time. And it's a lot of work. So when the novelty of its cuteness wears off, that's when people tend to give up their puppies. So what we really want to do is prevent that altogether. So if you're not prepared to have a little being in your life for 13, 14 years, probably not a good idea to adopt. But if you have, there's some alternatives. We have rescues in this area. So we do have a Frisky Friday here on Pep Talk every Friday at 10:30. We have our guests from the Humane Society, from different rescues. Santa Rosa Island Animal Shelter comes in. And we talk about all the different ways that you could help an animal in case you should find one. So with Santa Rosa Animal Services, they are located in Milton, and you can always call them or go to their website. They do need right now donations of food, dry food for dogs and cats. You can, if you're cleaning out after the after 2024 and you're getting rid of a lot of stuff and you have extra blankets and things like that, you can always donate blankets because they use those in the cages. So even if they're ratty or tattered, that doesn't matter. It's okay. You can go ahead and donate those kinds of things. We have also with us, have had on the show, which is a wonderful organization, is AHOPE, and they're an animal health outreach prevention and education organization. And so their mission is to educate the community on being responsible owners of companion animals, which is what I was just talking about. And so they have a lot of services, and they're very excited because coming up soon, they do not have a facility, but they are actually planning to have a facility that's being built, which is going to be an amazing thing where we can get pet care and take advantage of some of those resources. The other group that I really love dearly is A Place for Hope Small Dog Rescue, and we're going to be hearing from them in just a few minutes. They are an amazing organization that takes care of small dogs, and I think they've helped place in homes something like 350-plus dogs, and over time, the numbers are through the roof. And speaking of numbers, they're saying that these shelters in Escambia County Shelter as well are just full to the brim. They are, Santa Rosa Animal Shelter, they're talking about how they have, these poor dogs are like in their offices, and they've got them all over the place. So they need fosters. They need people that, since they don't have the space, they think they have the space for a bit over 100 or so dogs and cats. They need people to foster. So you can foster with many of these organizations without making a commitment to keep the dog or adopting the dog or cat. You can actually just take care of it for a few days or for a couple of weeks until they're able to find a home for it, because they need somewhere for these animals to be kept safe. So, and also what most of these organizations do is they'll take care of all your expenses. So if the animal needs vet care, or you need food, or you need a cage, or that kind of thing, they will provide all the resources that you need to be a good foster parent for these animals. So that's an option too. I'm considering that because I had a dog for about 14 years that passed away about a year or so ago. I'm not really in the position right now to take on a puppy after all the things I just talked to you about, because they are high maintenance. But I am thinking about the possibility of fostering, because I know that would certainly be helping out one of our local shelters or rescues, and at the same time kind of take care of my need to have that little being. There's nothing better than when you come home from work and your pup will come running to the door with tail wagging so hard that their butt starts spinning. That is like the best welcome home you could ever have. So that's why I'm thinking about possibly fostering. Another group that needs our help is Great Dane Rescue. I had my friend Katie King, who was on with us couple of weeks ago, and Katie has been just phenomenal in what they're doing now to rescue Great Danes. And for me, Great Danes, I always think of them as being so big that it's intimidating. But everyone I know that has ever had a Great Dane or owned a Great Dane, they apparently are gentle giants. And what Katie tells me, which is hilarious, they perceive themselves to be lap dogs. So you've got this animal that's like almost 4 feet tall and huge that is just a love muffin and wants to sit in your lap. So I've seen some pictures of people that have Great Danes sitting in their laps watching TV with them, and the Dane's head is as big as the owner's head. So I don't know about that, but they're doing a phenomenal job here in this area of rescuing Great Danes. Obviously, again, cute as puppies, but when they grow into their feet, they're big dogs. I had a chance to participate back when I was with the Gulf Breeze Chamber many years ago. Well, now, gosh, I don't know, almost 20 years ago, I was the president CEO of the Gulf Breeze Chamber of Commerce. And at that time, there was a woman who was very much involved. Her name was Nancy Kies, and she was from Gulf Breeze. And Nancy was had two Great Danes at the time, and was a huge animal lover. And she did so much for the community that the chamber at that time created the Nancy Kies Award, which was a kind of a citizenship award for people who have contributed each year to the Gulf Breeze community. Well, in the meantime, we put together a campaign and came up with the funding to do a statue in honor of Nancy Kies. And that statue is still there. I drove by Shoreline Park Dog Park in Gulf Breeze not too long ago. And in the center of the dog park, where you can walk your dogs, there's a great big statue of a great big Great Dane. And that Great Dane's got a little bit of worn weather on him, but he's still beautiful. He's still standing proud. And we put that there almost 20 years ago in honor of Nancy Kies as a reminder to everyone that dogs are our companions. They deserve our love, and they definitely should be honored rather than neglected or thrown off a bridge, for that matter. So if you love dogs, these are all the options you have. You have the Escambia County Animal Shelter, Santa Rosa Animal Shelter. We have a place of hope, Small Dog Rescue. I know I'm leaving some of the other organizations out, the Humane Society, of course. You know, there's so many options. So do what you can rather than doing, you know, just giving up. Surely you'll be able to find a place, especially if you do find a dog that's wandering around your neighborhood and you see that dog's got a collar on it. Take it to a local vet. A lot of times the dogs with collars have obviously just run out the backyard. And so their owners are probably frantically looking for them, dogs and cats for that matter. So you'll definitely want to go take them to a vet and see if their chip will tell you who the owners are. And then you can be a hero because you've united someone with their beloved animal. So enough about dogs for right now. We're going to go into the news here in just a few minutes. Happy New Year. It is Thursday, January 2nd. You're just waking up. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, 850-437-1620. We'll be back after the news.